before you go, those two young people to your right, are they here with you? They are extremely well behaved. I'm very proud of you, both of you, and I think Mom should take you out for a treat when you leave. Okay. Did I see another young person over here? I thought I saw another young.
They're sleeping.
Oh, they're sleeping? Well, they are really well behaved. Well, you tell them when they wake up that they were wonderfully well behaved tonight and that the commission took note of it. Okay? And you should take them out for something, too. Our next public hearing is subdivision 2006-57, John M. and Mary Lou Jackson.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in a GR general residential district in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, dividing 14.95 acres into three lots located north of Route 635, 1,100 feet northwest of Route 621. Again, I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments.
Mr. Chairman, the TAC report of April 18, 2007 will be made part of the record, and there's no additional comments.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Matthew Metz. I'm with Charles Murphy Associates.
Okay. All right, Mr. Metz. I what our director had. Have anything you wish to add?
Basically, my client was going for the minor subdivision to add two additional lots in the back by way of the road there they proposed, and realized that we had to go through the major subdivision process because they already had their allotted four lots.
Okay. All right, sir. All right, Mr. Burton, this is in your vast area of responsibility.
Okay, so the two parcels that we're talking about is parcel A and parcel B, because three lots on the left side of the road and the two lots on the right are already there.
Correct, and basically since 98, in January 90, well, excuse me, 95, April of 95, lots 1 and 2 were created. Then in January of 98, lot 3 was added. And then in March of 2002, parcels 1 and 2. Now that's how they were all recorded, lots and parcels. And I guess that's why there's a repeat of 1 and a repeat of 2 as far as numbers are concerned.
Okay, and then the residual land will just be that.
The portion to the rear, yes.
That's the farmed.
Yes, farm, partial farm, partially wooded. Now also, I did not mention it's shown in the plan that there was originally a 200-foot wide space left for access to the residual lands, and we're proposing to adjust those lot lines to leave it 50 feet wide for access.
Are you talking about over on the back of parcel A?
Excuse me, for lots 1 and 3, they were originally 1 was 187.49 feet wide, the other was 150 feet wide. We're proposing that we extend those lot lines toward what we've got approved as Midnight Lane. That's the name of the access to the back. So basically, we're going to increase the size of lot 1 and lot 3.
By going backwards?
No, by going... Lot 1 will increase to the west.
Oh, okay.
Lot 3 will increase to the east.
Okay. And what type of homes are you planning on putting up here?
One second, I'll ask my client to be sure, I believe.
Yeah, sure, if you give us your name and...
My name's John Jackson. I own the property with my wife. It'll probably be temporary, maybe mobile homes, and then eventually modern or stick-built homes back there. For my daughter, it's mostly for family members.
Is it zoned for mobile?
GR.
It is GR.
No further questions.
All right, sir, Mr. Johnson.
And what's your intent with the residual 11.03 acres?
We're right now it's farmland back there, and just to leave it the way it is. Just want these, I'd like to have these two lots approved for family and just leave the 14 acres, because they do till it now, the farmer does. There's a couple of acres back there he tills, and the rest is all woods.
So the part of the 11 acres is in fact farmland?
Part of it, maybe 4 acres or 5 acres, and the rest is, like I said, is woods.
And the road will be built to county specifications?
On the application. On the application for review, we request that they be pressure run.
That's what you're requesting this to be built out is pressure run?
Yes.
It's permitted because it's less than 4 lots or less.
Okay.
We would be allowed to do crusher run. If they wanted to make it paved, they could.
And are houses currently on lots 1 and 3? The ones that are?
Yeah.
Me and my wife lives on lot 3, and lot 1 is the mobile home.
Okay. Have you had any discussions with DelDOT in terms of whether they want you to have lots 1 and 3 to access to the private lane?
In fact, we have a letter of no objection from DelDOT, and contingent upon their no objection, they want both lots to have access via Midnight Lane, the private road.
They want you to have access to that?
Yes, but the problem is that for lot 3, the septic system is on the east side and the garage is on the west side, so we were planning on revisiting that with DelDOT.
Okay.
To request that we allow Lot 3 to continue to have access to County Road 635.
Mr. Johnson, on that too, I mean, since that's really going to be DelDOT's call, because that the application really is A and B in residue, so but that's a valid question, though, because DelDOT typically wants that.
Okay, and you're aware that if you want to do anything else with the residual acres, it's going to require another public hearing?
Yes.
Okay. And no further questions.
All right, Mr. Cordy.
Mr. Johnson asked my question.
Okay.
No questions.
All right. Questions.
Counts.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions.
All right, then. If you'll kindly take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2006-57? John M. and Mary Lou Jackson. Here we go.
Hello, my name is Amanda Eichholz, and I live in Milford. And I would just like to speak in favor of the property. I know my mom and dad own the land, and they were very kind to think of me and my sister when they bought the property, that one day we could have a place to live, and I think that's what they're doing right now. I currently live on one of the lots, and they want to get my sister, who is graduating college this year, a place to live. So,
all right, then.
Thank you.
Pretty nice set of parents you got there, I'll tell you. Boy. Would anyone else like to speak in favor? Would anyone like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2006-57? All right, then. Any questions from the commission? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to
find the septic feasibility.
What's this?
No, this is the other guy's looking for.
But you're going to close all the public.
Well,
this one.
I'm going to wait. Hold on.
Still got
a chance. Still got a chance. We are going to close this public hearing, and we'll invite you to spend the rest of the evening with us to see if we make a decision, and it shouldn't be very long, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.